guys, welcome to another episode of Asula, and today's guest is very special because she made history to a certain extent, right? As the first Singaporean to make it to the semi-finals of an international beauty pageant, aka Miss Universe, in 34 years, which is like, wow, it was news to me last year, and I was like, damn, who is this person? And you're only
21.
This year?
Last year.
So 22 this year, 21 last year. I was like, oh my god, what was I doing at 21 years old? Nothing, okay? And then I thought, why not, you know, as it always happens with Singaporeans who make international waters and the news, and everybody's like, oh my god, who is this person? So I thought, I'll take a chance to reach out to you to interview you. But to get to know you more on a personal level rather than like Miss Singapore Universe. Please welcome our guest, Nandita.
Hello.
You can introduce yourself to everyone.
Hi everyone, my name is Nandita and I'm 21 years old. I'm Miss Universe Singapore 2021.
Woohoo! You brought your
Oh yes, I did.
Sash, right? Wait, there. I'm gonna ask.
Thank you. You can wear also.
No, it's just okay. I don't want to be Miss Universe. It's very stressful, you know.
Come my way. Oh my god. Okay. We're gonna take it off after the shot.
Wow, it's nice.
I wore it over there. Then I got makeup on it. There's a spot somewhere.
There's a makeup on it.
Yeah, where I drop chocolate on it. Like, I'm bad. Like, it's really bad.
You drop chocolate on it. Okay, it's fine. I can't really see it.
I have to wash it by hand.
It's so nice. Yeah. So they do a custom one like every year.
Mm-hmm. So the year here changes every year.
Yeah.
But the design kind of stays the same.
Okay. So just keep it. And then will you frame it up?
My mom's like, I'm going to make a huge frame. I'm going to put your face in it. I'm going to put this inside it. Like, she has
like
plans.
A shrine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she wants to print out like a huge poster size picture of me and put in the house, and she's like, do you want one in your room? And I was like, who has a picture of themselves in their room, like a big one? So I was like, no, I'm not doing
that's
that.
So funny. Okay, wow, but it looks beautiful. We love this. Yes, pose everybody. Okay, pose. Okay, yes, Miss Universe posing. What is the Miss Universe pose?
Miss Universe pose. There's like a, you put your hands here and then you tilt like that, or fashion, but like, no.
Okay. Not really.
Not my thing.
Okay,
I mean, it's fun
it.
To do it once in a while, but yeah, I'm just like that.
Okay, nice. Okay, so you want to
take it off? Yes.
Okay, got it. You know, aside from being Miss Universe Singapore, what else do you do like in your free time? What are you doing on the side? Are you like studying? Are you working? Like, what hobbies do you have?
So I'm currently studying in SMU. So I'm a double degree student. I'm in my third year, still have a year more to go. So that's what my main focus was up till now. But then like I got this opportunity. So I decided, you know what, after 2 years of the pandemic and we've been stuck at home, we've not been doing anything exciting. I was like, you know what, let me just go for it and try something new. And I'm also a part-time model. I freelance because I used to be a dancer. I'm not so much of a dancer anymore, but I enjoy being on stage. I like, you know, entertaining people and like showcasing without using my words. I can't act, but okay. I can like use body language and stuff. So it's like, you know what, let me stick to modeling.
So you mentioned you're still studying now. Mm-hmm. So you're studying at SMU, which is like, you know, it's very funny because like when they win pageants or like in the international stage, you're like, who is this?
Exactly.
Girl, like, what does she do for a living? And then you're like, oh, I'm just a student. And I think previously when I had a call with you, you're like, I'm just like, you know,
a tired university student.
Yes, that's what you said. I was like, wait.
Okay. I was like, I just want to go to sleep. I have an assignment due tomorrow, but I have to go for this photo shoot. Oh my god, but it's fun. Like, for me, it's like when I'm stressed about uni, I can go into this like modeling pageant world and kind of escape from it all.
Yeah.
And then when I'm stressed about all of that, like, you know, posting on social media or like trying to be this like perfect person, then like, you know, I go back to studies and be this like normal person that we always know. So I find it very like fun to kind of have these like two roles that I have to like balance.
A bit of like a Miley Cyrus
double
life. Honestly, kind of situation going on to get into that kind of life that you have right now. What made you want to start modeling actually?
So when I was in JC, there was this like fashion CCA in my school, and they were looking for like volunteer models for this like fashion show they were having. So my friends were like, you should try. And I was like, no, I'm shy, I don't want to do. but then I went for it just for the audition, and eventually I got in. I was like, oh my god, this is my moment to shine. I was such a diva when I got in, I swear. But, like, the next few days, my ego was so big. I was like, don't talk to me, I can't do modeling, you know?
I
was so extra. And looking back, I was like, what was I thinking? Because it was just like a student-run fashion show. But you know, when you're young, everything, like the first time you try something new, it seems like the most exciting thing ever. Once I went into it, I realized I liked it. I liked posing. I liked like showcasing things without having to use my words. Like, you know, the typical model face. So you have to do the model face, but you have to make slight adjustments to it. You have to look sexy, but you have to look sad. You have to look sexy, but you have to look like excited. And it's like, I don't know how that works. So it was a challenge and I quite enjoyed myself doing it. So that's how I got into modeling. I think it was like my first year of university. My friend reached out to me. He had started a modeling agency here in Singapore, Misc Management. I decided like, why not go for it? Because I've always liked it. And I've read the saying somewhere that you should always have like different kinds of hobbies. One that keeps you happy, one that makes you money, and one that keeps you fit. So I thought like this hobby could be something that makes me money. So I decided to go for it.
What are some like very memorable events or things you've done under, you know, being a model and stuff?
One of the first shoots I did, which was super exciting for me, was with Vogue Singapore. And I had never even picked up a Vogue magazine before that. Because okay. I was like, this is not my, you know, like level. Mm. But I got that shoot and it was a really fun experience because I think that was one of my first like professional paid shoots with like an experienced photographer instead of just like student projects or something like that. So it was really a step up for me, and I think that was what gave me that boost of confidence, like, okay, maybe I can do this. And I think one other exciting thing for me was that Louis Vuitton did this virtual runway kind of thing in Singapore. That was my first runway show ever, and it was for fucking, oh my god, I swore, sorry.
No, okay, are you allowed to swear by your management or like
I think
swear?
I can, like, I don't,
you can swear, you don't need to censor yourself.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
So it was my first runway show ever, and I was like, it's fucking Louis Vuitton. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, and like I said, like, the modeling opportunities that I got were with such big brands. I never saw myself doing that. But once I got them, I was like, I feel like at home. I feel good doing this, and it feels natural to me. So I really enjoyed that. And I think that's what gave me a lot of exposure in a way. One of the creative directors for the Louis Vuitton show, his name is Daniel Boy, he was the one who kind of asked me to join Miss Universe Singapore because he like noticed me at the show, and he was like, you know, I think you have potential, I think you have talent. So, you know, and he's like this like big fashion like godfather of Singapore. For him to be like, you know, you should join and like acknowledge me, I was like, oh my god, okay, maybe I got something going on.
Oh my god, imagine like getting to work for LV. Like, me, a short person, could never. But
can. There's always nowadays the modeling industry is changing a lot. I mean, it's very slow, obviously, but it's changing a lot where there's like models of different heights, of different body types, because like people are realizing that you can't just design clothes for one body type and expect everyone to be able to wear that. So maybe one day I will see you on the runway along with me. Little Miss Fashion over here.
So no, I will just be like behind the camera. I'll take the pictures. It's okay. It's only towards the runway. But let's talk about Miss Universe, which is the first pageant you've ever joined. And what made you decide that you wanted to, you know, join this pageant? You mentioned in an interview that, you know, it wasn't something that you initially wanted to sign up for, right?
With everything I do, I'm an overthinker, so I was very nervous to join because, and especially for this, because you see these like pictures of beauty queens from like, you know, the past generations or even the past few years, and they always look so prim and proper and perfect. And I saw myself, the moment I got the text from my manager, like, hey, there's this thing called Miss Universe Singapore, do you want to join? And I looked in the mirror and I just saw like, you know, like after school faces, like, you know, messed up, my hair all like messed. And I was like, me? So I do hold myself back a lot sometimes, or at least before the pageant. It was something I wanted to change about myself.
Yeah.
That I was always afraid to try something new because I was scared about what other people would think. Mm. It wasn't even my own fear, but I wanted to have this perfectionist image that, like, you know, everyone should think I'm perfect or everyone should think I'm always successful. And I always wanted people to think that I'm this successful model and I can also study and like everything in my life is perfect.
Yeah.
And I was worried that what if I try this and I don't do well. The only thing I can control is myself. So I decided to just like, I basically forced myself, convinced myself out of this like overthinking hole that I was in.
Yeah.
And decided, you know what, let me just go for it. Let me see what happens.
When you signed up for Miss Universe Singapore, do you know how many people signed up?
I think it was around more than 60. We're not sure, but the top eight were like selected to actually go through the final rounds of the competition. So the first stage was like, you fill in an application form where you write out about your experiences, why you think you should be Miss Universe Singapore, what you think you can bring to the organization, and what do you want to learn, what do you want to achieve, like where do you see yourself the next 5 years, these kind of questions that you kind of get in like a job interview or something. So it's kind of like that, and you also have to film this like introduction video of yourself.
So speaking of pageants, right, there's a lot of like criticism towards beauty pageants. I think on the internet, people often say that, oh, it's just very superficial, there's no substance. Yeah. Like girls in bikinis, girls who are pretty in bikinis, what's the point of having a beauty pageant, etc. Do you feel that that's still like the similar sentiment, you know, when you joined Miss Universe Singapore, or are there any changes that are like happening within the industry?
So I completely understand like the misconceptions thing, because I was also having these like misconceptions before I joined. I was like, is this something that I actually want to do? Because is it just a, you know, pretty girl fashion show? Is there anything that I actually learned from this? But once I was actually in it and like actually participating in the pageant, that's when I realized that the confidence that it gives the girls in the pageant is something that I've never seen anywhere. You get to choose what you want to wear. You get to like perform in a way that you feel comfortable, and you don't have to wear things that you're not comfortable with. So for me, like, even though we had a swimsuit round, I wasn't comfortable wearing a bikini in front of the camera. So I was like, I asked them, hey, can I wear one piece instead? And they were like, sure. It's really about like empowering girls, or like finding girls who want to go to that next stage in life where they're like, I want to do something bigger. I want to, you know, make a name for myself. I want to help the community and stuff. Of course, that's the showy like fashion element of it. But if it was just a fashion show, it would be done in one day.
Yeah.
But the reason why it's so long and it takes a lot of preparation is because like you have to learn how to be confident. You have to learn how to be able to brand yourself. So that's something I learned from the pageant. And I think that kind of helped me like, you know, deal with the misconceptions that, hey, it's not just a fashion show or something.
I think when I was doing research for this, I went to go and like take a look at like the people who signed up and were participating in the 2021 Miss Universe Singapore. Yeah. I could tell that it was definitely people who may or may not fit the conventional beauty standard, but they really increase the diversity.
Yeah.
I think it's less so on looks, more so on like being
definitely
the whole package, which is great because it also gives you know, people like a good impression of the event as well.
The definition of beauty is changing, at least for Miss Universe Singapore as an organization. Coming from Singapore, there shouldn't be and there isn't like one defined standard of beauty here, because we've got people from like all over the world. It's really hard to be like, hey, this is what beauty looks like. Then like, what about everyone else, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about like physical beauty, but like inner beauty and like the personality the person has and like what they're trying to do for their community. Because a lot of the girls who were in the top eight, like they weren't like professional models or anything. I was, but like some of them were, like one of them was a tuition teacher, one of them was a swimmer, and one of them was a national football player. There's different ways you can be successful and different ways you can be this like wholesome and wholehearted person. So I think that's what the Singapore pageant is trying to push and like break this misconception. One of the unique things about the Singapore pageant as well is that we have these like pillars that kind of define what the pageant is about. For us, it's women empowerment, sustainability, and tech. Like in terms of technology, we had a virtual show this year instead of a physical one, because like obviously COVID, and it helps reduce the like amount of wastage we create, and like, you know, also is in line with sustainability. So we had this like virtual show. You can go online, you can watch it, you don't have to actually be present in order to experience the pageant. So these are kind of the pillars and kind of what defines the Miss Universe Singapore pageant.
So when you were crowned Miss Singapore Universe, how did you feel at like that moment?
I mean, there was definitely a lot of shock and like surprise and like happiness, but we had to actually pre-film all the reactions. We filmed everyone reacting as if they won Miss Universe Singapore. So they would, the team would stand in front of us and be like, now, like so-and-so, you are Miss Universe Singapore. Then the person like, oh my God, thank you. Oh, I couldn't believe it. Like, so that everyone, like all eight girls had to film that like fake reaction for the show. the people who edited the video and my national director were the only people who knew who won. So no one else knew, and we had to watch the entire show along with like the audience and like whoever else was watching to find out who won. So when I saw that, I literally reacted the same way I reacted on the video. And I was like, oh, I'm acting natural, you know?
Yes.
Like the real reaction came out.
I saw the video of you going, I was like, then when she told me that
it was not
the real reaction, I was like, wait, what? You mean y'all weren't standing there when this happened?
No, we were not.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
We were in a restaurant, we were eating dinner.
Then, oh, you were in a restaurant?
Yeah, we were in a restaurant, we were eating dinner. All of us were waiting, like, okay, faster, I just want to eat this thing. And then they say, I'm like, I can't even eat this now. Like, I'm in shock, so.
Imagine
at
the restaurant, you just, then
everyone's like, what the hell
happening?
Going on?
Yeah. So after you won Miss Universe Singapore, then that you progressed to going to the International Miss Universe, right? So this is a natural like process for most of the contestants,
so
the winners.
When you win the national pageant, then you represent your country at the International Miss Universe. But there's always a choice. It's not like forced. If you win the national one and you decide that, you know what, this is not for me, I I learned my lesson, or like, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. Then you can always step back. And once I won, I started like stalking all the other girls who had won from the different countries to see like who is my competition and like, you know, try to figure out. And obviously when you see people on social media, it's different from who they are in real life. But I think it's really about embracing who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And I think people did like that when I was at Miss Universe, that I was a little bit different. Like, I cut all my hair off, then I go there, I take videos of me eating food, and like, you know, all the girls.
Like, the fact that you cut your hair short, right, and then you went for the internship measurement, was it deliberate? Or like,
just so it was deliberate. It was kind of like a strategy move, because when you're at Miss Universe, everyone always assumes that we have this huge team of makeup artists helping us every day, you know, with all the photo shoots and stuff. But actually, we have to do our makeup ourselves. So even the makeup you saw on stage for the actual show and like me.
Is it yourself?
Yeah, so I had to do the base of it by myself. And they do help a little bit with like lashes and like things that are a bit hard.
Yeah.
But because there's like 80 girls there and like 10 makeup artists, there's no way that they can get through everyone. So you have to do most of it. I would say like 80% of it you have to do yourself. And then they will just help you with like a nice lip color that they have, or like a lashes or something. Yeah. But the reason why we cut our hair off is because when we do makeup, we also have to do our own hair. And hair takes a lot of time. Mm. So we were like, you know, if we cut it off, we don't have to do anything
for it.
So, and I was like, I have like a month to prepare for this. There's no way I can learn to perfect my hair technique as well. So it's like, you know what, let's just cut it off and see what happens. And so yeah, the haircut was a strategic move, and I think it really helped, because I did save a lot of time. I could wake up 15 minutes later every day, so I didn't have to do my hair. But my roommate, who was Miss Universe Philippines, she would wake up earlier than me, and she would like, fangirl moment.
Oh, no, I mean, not fangirl, but like Miss Universe, like Philippines are like a crazy about
they
like,
love pageants.
Pageants, yeah, right.
She's such a sweetheart. I packed everything. I forgot my toothbrush when I went to Miss Universe. And the first day she met me, she was like, I have a spare one here, you can take it. So she's like super sweet, and she helped me out a lot. And she was like, oh, when you do makeup, do like this, because she has experience, right? Wow. So she would like teach me, and she would lend me her like whatever products that she's like, hey, you can use this.
I mean, you mentioned you have to do your own makeup, your own hair, like you wear the outfits, everything yourself. Don't even have a team to help you like wear it.
So like the big gown, everything, the national costume and stuff, which is like some of the national costumes, they are crazy. They have this like huge like frame
and like
at the back.
Also.
Exactly. So they obviously have people who can like kind of help you wear it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to do majority of the things yourself. Like you are the only person.
You have to just set it up yourself as well, right?
So one day before, especially the national costume show, one day before that, you would see girls like laying out all the different elements of their national costume. Because some of them had like a headpiece, and then like this like frame with like wings or something.
God.
And then like, you know, things that go on the arm and like on the leg and everything.
How do you ship it over?
Some, like there were huge boxes actually. You really have to have drive and like the energy to push through something like that. But I think once you put on that entire costume, you get on stage, right? It's like a completely different feeling that you've never felt before. And to me, it's kind of worth it a lot to go through all that.
Yeah.
And also because like I did face a bit of like insecurities and stuff before I went to the pageant, because I'm from an immigrant family. My parents moved here in 1998, and I was born here. But obviously, there's been a bit of xenophobia in Singapore where people are like not very open. Like after I won, especially, there was a lot of comments on some forums like, oh, should she be representing Singapore, she looks like a man, especially after I cut my hair off. And so
they said that,
so
what the heck.
So for a few days I was like, what is going on, do I actually want to do this, you know? I was like seriously thinking, like, if I go and like represent my country, will people actually support me, you know, or would I just receive like hate for it?
Right.
So I was actually kind of like scared.
Yeah.
But I think once I was there, it felt like I was able to do something good and show that, like, you know, there's no one right way to represent Singapore.
Even though we don't want to say it, like, you know, there's not one standard of beauty in Singapore. There is like a certain look when you think about it, be it for a male or a female, right? When it comes to like conventional beauty or attractiveness. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing that in Singapore, what we're trying to do is also move away from that and to like increase the diversity also, and like representation of people who are there. But unfortunately, there are just people on the internet who are stuck in like the 1900s or God knows what era, who like literally only see things through
like one lens.
Have you not
like walked outside and like seen people? And, like, I just cannot
appreciate like anything other than what they think is the acceptable standard of beauty, right? Which is like what we are hoping to change. Even on like Zula, I don't think like we should conform to only having a certain type of person on the channel. And like, I mean, everybody has a story to share, or like
you can learn
something
from everyone.
Yeah, correct.
But if you're gonna like bully me about like my skin color or like my family, like history and stuff, yeah. I really don't know what to say because like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, it's just crazy. Yeah,
yeah, it's mad. But I'm glad you like, I mean, not prove them wrong. You didn't have to prove them anything.
Exactly.
But I'm glad that, you know, they had to like eat their words because yeah. when you qualify as a semi-finalist, I was like, damn! And then I watched the video. It
My
was
face
so
are...
funny. Okay, please tell me. Explain your
okay.
face.
So there's like right. 80 girls. We're all standing on stage. Yeah. And then that's the first cut of girls getting into this top 16. It's like every single girl on that stage is like, oh my God, just let me get in. Please, I work so hard for this.
And it's like, so the probability is
yeah,
like...
it's a 1 in 5 probability. So it's not that high. When they were calling on the first name, I was like, oh my gosh, if they call Singapore right now, I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
And then they call France. And I was like, okay, they never call Singapore. Okay, whatever. Then they call Colombia. I was like, okay, maybe they were not going to call Singapore. And even though there were like 16 spots, but
yeah.
like you have to wait and wait. So I was kind of like losing hope. And I'm like, okay, maybe they won't call Singapore. Lah. The fact that it's been 34 years kind of like sunk into me that... if like every single girl they've sent over the years, it's been very talented. If they couldn't make it, why suddenly I will be able to make
yeah.
it? You know, a lot of thoughts were going through in my head. Like, I will admit, I was feeling a bit like stressed, or
yeah.
like I was standing there and like comparing myself actively against all these other girls. And then when they said Singapore, and like it was Steve Harvey, and he has this booming voice.
Yes.
And he goes Singapore, and then I'm just like, at first I was like, what? I was like, what just happened? I think my brain wasn't processing. My body
sure.
was like, we need to go right
like,
now.
Get your
yeah,
ass
please move.
In front of the stage.
And I genuinely thought that, and I was just praying that they actually called my name and I wasn't just going because they said some other country name. Imagine they were like, South Africa, and I start walking.
Oh my God.
Then I'm like, oh.
Goodbye.
It would be the biggest scandal of
oh
all
my
time.
God.
Like, so drama. But yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, are they actually calling Singapore? And I was looking around, everyone was clapping. I was like, oh my God, it's actually me. I actually remember in the previous night, I was like in the shower and I was like, what if they actually called Singapore? Then I was like practicing reactions. I'd be like, I was like, you know,
oh
like do
God.
Some very like standard reaction.
Yeah.
But then the moment on stage when it actually happened, my face was like all these like plans that I had completely
gone.
Thrown out the window. You know, like the pure shock you saw on my face actually came out.
When you made it and then you walked on the stage, then it was very funny because I think when I watched the video, right, then you were like a bit like
yeah.
wobbly. I was like, what happened to him?
My feet were shaking. I was like, please don't fall next to Steve Harvey. You're gonna make a fool of yourself. Like, please don't.
He was like,
do you need help?
Okay.
And I was like, I'm good. Thank you.
I saw you like holding it there. Like,
I was like, we're gonna be fine.
I was like, I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna smile through it.
So that was genuinely what was going on through my mind. Yeah.
It was so funny. I love you.
When you made it to the top 16 and then you flew back after that,
yeah.
you know, after the whole competition, then what was everyone's reaction?
Like every single friend who I've ever talked to in my entire life, like every classmate from like 6 years ago, everyone's like messaging me like, oh my God, you did this thing, like congrats
yeah.
and stuff. It was really nice to like reconnect with people who I didn't like speak to for in a while. And I think like whenever you achieve something or whenever you post that, you know, you did something, sometimes there's friends who you never talked to in like long time, they come
yeah.
back and you connect with them again. So that was nice. And then I was on the bus going home that day and there was this lady sitting in like the front two seats, like
yeah.
her and her friend. This lady, she turns around behind and she looks at me. She's like, and she just stares at me. And I'm like, do I have something on my face?
Right,
like, I was
right.
like, what's going on? And then from the front of the bus, she screams at me, you're the Miss Universe Singapore. And I'm like, oh, this is because of that.
Right.
I was like, yes, that's me. Hi. And they're like,
she confirmed them shocked you're taking bus.
yeah.
Like, no,
I think so.
She probably like, why does Miss Universe take bus one?
I think she was like trying to process, like,
yeah.
is that actually her? Because like, what is she doing here? I was just a random t-shirt and jeans, holding my laptop and
yeah.
like tote bag, like normal university outfit. And she was like trying to figure out, is this actually that girl? And
that's
it was really
so funny.
Funny that like I'm in the most random situations and people keep like recognizing me.
I think they perceive it to
yeah.
be like very like
yeah. like a very atas kind
very
of thing.
Very atas,
yeah.
correct. So then when they see you on the bus, they're like, huh? Why
are
you
sure?
Bus,
like, why
bus,
are you
right?
here?
Yeah.
yeah,
it's so funny.
But yeah, I mean, even when I went there, like you have this perception that, oh, like Miss Universe, like Brazil or whatever,
yeah.
they will be them like stuck up, but they're actually just like normal girls. They're like, oh yeah, I have a day job back at home, and
right.
then like now I'm here, now I have to go back to my job after this.
Right.
I'm here on leave,
right.
you know.
I'm
like,
here on leave.
Yeah, so you have this like regular conversation with them, and you realize
yeah.
that like all these people you see, all this like glamorous stuff, they're actually just like
mm.
normal people, and like they're probably like 90% the same as you, and like do
yeah.
the same things as you. Maybe the 10% is they went to Miss Universe and came back, but
they got
like
they got a sash.
Yeah, they got the sash and then like a crown.
School people, do they recognize you?
Some some of them. I have this professor who's kind of obsessed with the fact that I won Miss Universe Singapore, and she holds this quiz at the beginning of class sometimes.
Okay.
And then one of the last question was like, which one of the following was placed top 16 at Miss Universe? And she put like the other girl's name, and she put my name there.
What?
I was like, prof.
No way.
So she's like upset. Every time I come into the class, she'll be like, Nanita Bana, Singapore, which is how I introduced myself when I was there at the competition. So it's nice to see some people who are very excited
about it.
It's very cute.
Any upcoming interesting things that you are planning on doing?
We've got interesting shoots coming up, right. And I'm gonna start like a series of YouTube videos or something like that with some of the other Miss Universe girls.
Oh.
So that we can share what our experiences and talk about like what it's really like to be at Miss Universe. It's not just like me talking, but you really get the stories and the experiences of the other Miss Universe contestants. Mm. I just want people to know that it's not just a frivolous thing that people do, and it's actually quite meaningful. Yeah. I think it's also to encourage more people to join and to get that life-changing experience that I got. If anyone is thinking of joining or they're like, should I join? Like, I would say just go for it and see what happens, because you can learn a lot from this experience.
One final curious question is that, do you have the opportunity to say the iconic, like, one answering one of the judges' questions moment?
I did have that in the Miss Universe Singapore one. The question was, what is the essence of a Singaporean woman? I think my answer was something like, the essence of a Singaporean woman to me is someone who is open-minded and kind, because we do have a lot of diversity in Singapore, and it's always important to keep our minds open to accepting other people's opinions and views. And Singapore is also changing as well. We're not the same country we were 50 years ago, and we will continue to change. So as society grows and progresses, like I said, it's very important to be open-minded and think about how we can all live together as a society, and keep that harmony instead of trying to like divide us further and further. So that's, I think, the gist of what I answered. I answered that in 30 seconds. I don't know how long it took here. But I think that's one of the like strongest answers that I've ever given. Mm. And I think that's what kind of helped me get the Miss Universe Singapore like title. I think the judges saw that I really came from the heart. Like, I genuinely meant it when I think we should all be more open-minded and accepting of everyone around us. I was like, thank God I didn't say something stupid.
Thank God you didn't end up on Miss Universe Fails.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so I love that.
They asked a question, I'm like, and then I like blank out. I didn't want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Because that happens sometimes.
So. Yeah, I totally get it. But I guess that was a great way to end this video. Because I think that was, like, you know, the final question. Maybe final question for the video. See, I'm so smart, guys.
You should run the pageant.
I know, I was
You should do
say.
A Zula version of the pageant.
Oh my God.
And I will come and I will participate.
Oh my God, you'll just be our judge.
No, I will participate.
You'll participate.
I will participate again.
Oh my God.
I want to be the Miss Zula.
Miss Zula! I'm dead! I love it. Okay.
You should do a video where I judge, and all the people who work at Zula, you come, you walk, I will.
Oh my God, we are.
You should do that.
If you guys,
because I want to see you. I want to see you do it. Yeah.
Oh my God, if you guys want to watch that video, you can leave in the comments down below. Maybe I get other people from TSL in the office to like join as well. Okay, I'll let you know. Okay, but with that said, thank you so much for coming down to share your story with us, as well as like everyone who is watching. I think the takeaways at the end is like many, but ultimately it's good to see that, you know, things are changing in this industry, and also how impactful this competition was for you. And not only that, it's like, you know, how you're also a very like tired university student at the heart of it, you know, heart of it all. Vibes. We love. If you guys like this video, leave it in the comments down below. Tell us what you liked about it. Also, let us know who else you want us to interview on future episodes of Azula. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe.
And
we'll see you next time. Bye.